Hey everyone, Eric Clark here, trying something new, and I'm going to start doing a podcast of all of my blog posts just to make sure that they're accessible to all students and all readers. So this blog post is called Avoid Lawsuits, Incorporate Accessibility into Curriculum Development. Accessibility is the key to student success. Often, faculty approach me during the summer to discuss academic accommodations because they are thinking ahead and want to brainstorm ways they can meet the needs of the students in their upcoming classes. Granted, not every student is going to have a documented learning disability, but it is important for faculty to prepare themselves prior to the start of the semester. The recent ruling against the University of California, Berkeley, is a strong indicator that providing academic accommodations to students shouldn't be the sole responsibility of the Disability Services Office. To accomplish this, faculty should try to view their curriculum through the lens of the Universal Instructional Design Theory and be intentional about making their textbooks accessible. The suggestions listed below will not apply to all students seeking accommodations, nor should it be assumed that students with the same diagnosis will benefit from the same accommodations. The suggestions below will help faculty identify accessible reading materials and offer strategies for adopting textbooks. The first example is Bookshare. Many of my students have a free Bookshare membership, which provides them access to all Bookshare's audiobooks. Bookshare also has gone mobile and has a $20 app that can be purchased in iTunes. The app allows members to stream audiobooks on their iOS device. Why is this important for faculty? When choosing a textbook, one might search the Bookshare database to identify texts that are already accessible in audio formats. By choosing accessible texts, the instructor can decrease the amount of time and energy that is spent converting the textbook into an accessible format. If the desired textbook is not available, the instructor can inform Bookshare and ask that the text be added to the Bookshare database. In the past, I have also purchased a textbook, sent it to Bookshare, and had an accessible audio format available to my students in a matter of days. Since this was done through my role as the Disability Services Provider, I am available to help facilitate this for faculty as needed. Learning Ally is the second strategy or second tool that I shared in this blog. And when I first started working at Eastern Nazarene College, Learning Ally was the primary resource that my students used to obtain accessible textbooks. A few years ago, Learning Ally offered a free membership for college students, which was sponsored by a government grant. Unfortunately, the free membership program was disbanded when the grant money dried up, and the number of students at my institution using Learning Ally has declined. The current membership fee is $119, which is not a bad price considering that most students spend at least $80 on a single textbook. Learning Ally has over 75,000 audiobooks in their database, all of which are read by humans as opposed to digital voices. The audiobook can be delivered through several different mediums, which is a great improvement over the delivery methods available 4 years ago. Learning Ally is a viable option for accessible audiobooks, and they provide a plethora of support on their website. The last thing I want to talk about is publishers. It is important to get to know each of the major publishers so you can understand their policy on making accessible formats of their textbooks available to students. The more accessible a publisher, the more likely I am to use one of their textbooks. Each publisher is different, but most publishers have a form or a department that you can work through to request an accessible format of the textbook. More often than not, these communications will need to be initiated by the Disability Services Office so the publisher can verify the student's disability. This task can be somewhat tedious, but extremely beneficial to the student who is comfortable using a screen reader to consume typed text. Now, this is just the beginning. As I stated at the beginning of this blog, the suggestions here are rather limited and will only benefit a niche group of students. However, it is still important for faculty to understand the resources available and build their curriculum around accessible texts. If the texts are not currently available, faculty can be a strong advocate for their students and request that publishers make their content more accessible. Journal articles are another concern and something that I will address in another post. How do you make your texts more accessible? Do you consider accessibility when adopting textbooks? Let's connect on Twitter.